It was 2007 when then-Governor Jennifer Granholm launched Michigan's Film Incentive Program. It led to a burst of big-league movie makers coming here, making films like Ides of March, Real Steel, Red Dawn, and Oz the Great and Powerful, and more. And that led to a growing group of Michigan workers building careers in the film industry, from casting to grips, assistant directing, extras, actors, and more. But Governor Rick Snyder made good on his promise to cap those film incentives, believing they were not a good investment for state dollars. And as many of the big movie makers pulled up stakes, those Michigan workers were forced to either follow them out of state or build new careers here. Johanna Scarlett, Ray Moran, and Aaron Moore chose to search for new opportunities and stay in Michigan. And they've switched gears now from making movies to hosting live music events in the tiny village of Farwell, that's in Clare County. Their new music venue is called Harmony Hill. And coming up this Saturday, there'll be a big outdoor music festival called Oh Hill Yeah, featuring Michigan bands such as Frontier Ruckus. Johanna Scarlett, Ray Moran, and Aaron Moore join us in the studio. So the cap on film incentives changed things for the three of you. What turned your attentions from film to music events and deciding to find a place to become the music festival concert venue of Mid-Michigan? Aaron, I'll start with you.
Well, I think it started with Johanna's brother, really, Alex Scarlett. He's a wonderful musician. And he was always kind of talking about, well, we're going to this festival and this festival and this festival. And Johanna and I wrote and directed and produced a small documentary, and that kind of took us a little further away from, we went to Boston and went to New York, and then we came back and we said, you know, this, there's just nothing else here. We can't just keep, you know, producing things that never make any money. So we thought, you know, why can't we put on a music festival, right? And so we bought 100 acres in the middle of nowhere and renovated that whole space. Literally, the six of us went out there with chainsaws and built a lake and a beach and parking and a stage and all this other stuff. And then that's a whole nother story. But we ended up, the guy that we rented some tents and some equipment from said, you know, what you're doing here is already done, you know, if you just go 40 miles north. And so we looked at it online, you know, the following summer, and we went and we looked at it, and you know, just the physical presence of it. It's like, you got to be kidding me. This has been here this whole time. And why is no, this is it on an Indian burial ground? Why is it still here and nobody doing anything with it? And so we talked to the bank and made an offer, and they accepted really quick the first day. And so we said, this is, are we going to get hit by a train? Like, this is so great. Why, it was something bad has to happen, but it hasn't.
So, Ray, what was this? What was it that you bought, and what is it that has become Harmony Hill?
Well, Harmony Hill was a big project built in 2006 by another guy who got a bunch of investors together and decided to build the biggest stage in Michigan and really tailor it off of two other venues that are already built in the United States, and it just functions perfectly. You have 6,000 concrete seats. You have a giant stage. You have video walls. And this place worked well because of the power consumption that a music venue takes. It's an ex-ski hill. So a lot of the infrastructure was already there. It just needed to be converted over, which is why, you know, I think that's why he picked the spot in the first place, because its whole life was a ski hill. They ripped out all the, you know, snowmakers, the chairlifts, everything, and then converted it over. Spent a lot of money doing it.
And there you were to swoop in and breathe new life into this.
Yeah.
Now, it's stunning to think when you realize there it was sitting there and right near such a tiny village. And I think, as I notice, as the 2010 census had, Farwell had 871 people.
And boy, we want them all to show up, don't we?
So I guess, Johanna, how will that work if you get a huge, huge crowd? Is that village prepared to accommodate thousands of music fans if your dreams come through and these festivals happen?
Well, luckily, there's already been a couple of festivals thrown there before. So the town is used to having a large amount of people sort of come through back when it was with the original owners. And
no,
since we've
–
yeah, and they had Def Leppard, Styx, REO Speedwagon for their rock festival, and then Carrie Underwood and Leanne Rimes for their country one. And so – since we've gotten here and they're so excited that it's finally up and running again, everybody, the whole town is behind us on this, which is very refreshing and very exciting to us to want to work harder towards making it happen year after year after year.
But was there a little skepticism at the beginning from the locals?
Yes, a little bit.
It's relative because the first place we went the last summer, mm-hmm. Where we renovated this whole space, they really didn't get behind it and they were a bit fearful. As this place, I mean, this mayor came, they presented us with the key to the city, and the news people came and all the local businesses came, and they said, you know, there's about 30 of them just showed up and from Clare, mm-hmm. Which is, I guess, the, you know, not the parent city, but
sure.
The more metropolitan area, if you can call it that. But they showed up and we had breakfast ready for them. There's also a bar and restaurant on the property. And so they came up and they said, you know, we've kind of been watching this place decay. And we got our, you know, you don't know that you like a certain food and you don't want it until you have it. And then you're like, oh, that's great. And then the restaurant says, well, we're never serving that again. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way these people, they were like, we don't know if we want it, but it was here. And then everybody had a great time. And then it went away. And then it came back again. And they're like, well, you know, let's not go down those roads again. Let's give them all of our, and they've really, I mean, everybody waves to us, you know, mm-hmm. People show up just to help us out with little landscaping projects. And, you know, we'll come back the next morning and something will have been done. You know, they graded the road, or it's amazing, you know, and like little power washing companies, just a mom and pop, like, you know, how much business could they really do?
Right.
They give us $500 for some sponsorship to put a banner up. And they're like, you know, we're really excited. And, you know, the neighbors that are really close by that we intended to give tickets to for this festival, even, you know, there's not a lot of big names on that lineup. It's mainly for the people around the community. And, you know, they would just show up and say, you know, here, I want to buy some tickets. And we say, well, no, we're going to give them to you. It's an imposition. You live right here. And they says, no, we want to buy, you know, 15.
Wow.
So it's amazing, you know.
It's got to pump life into Farwell.
They realize that us having shows is going to bring a lot of traffic into their town with their gas stations, with their restaurants, with anything. So it's going to, you know, put money back into the community as well.
I'm kind of curious, Ray, when you let yourself dream about what Harmony Hill could be, where do your dreams take you?
I'd like to look at it as a music resort, because I grew up in Metro Detroit and I don't drive. I don't like driving. So the Palace, you know, DTE, that's mm-hmm. a pretty decent drive, you know, from my house. And, you know, you're already going out there, you know, got to have someone not drinking to drive and everything else. Where here, we're the only place in Michigan where you can go see a concert at an actual brick and mortar stage and then sleep, you know, and spend the weekend, because everybody goes up north, you know, a couple of weekends
sure.
a year. And yeah.
And you offer camping.
And we offer camping. And that's our biggest thing. And not only regular camping, we have RV camping. We have septic, you know, services for your RVs. So, you know, we're just a really niche-y part of the music industry, which Michigan doesn't have.
Well, you have. You came from some working on some very, very big movies in Michigan, and you have big dreams for Harmony Hill. And so you'll have to keep us posted on how things progress. And those of you who want to come and enjoy all that Michigan music at the Oh Hill Yeah Music Festival, you can go to their website, theharmonyhill.com. And again, it's June 15th. We've been talking with Aaron Moore, Johanna Scarlett, and Ray Moran. And we wish you a lot of luck, because you've taken what could have been a lot. You could have hit the highway like so many folks did do in the music or in the movie business. Mm-hmm. But no, you've stayed here in Michigan and building something for the state. So keep us posted.
Thank you so
Definitely.
Much.
Thank
we love you.
You.
We love the show. Keep it up.
Thanks.